Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good to see you all. You know, I was asked to fill in for a pastor in Dover, a small, beautiful old church they acquired. They fixed it up. It was just one of these quaint, old Presbyterian churches, very small room. And I went there in the morning and to fill in for him while he was on vacation. And they had a center aisle and these beautiful old, I guess, I don't know, it looked like mahogany. It wasn't oak, pews. And, you know, I got up to speak, and when I got done, I had the worst neck ache ever. Because I had to just keep talking to people like this, because there was one person in that pew, and there was one person in that pew. So I was, because I didn't want to leave this guy out, and, you know. So if some of you are getting the message, so come out wherever you are, okay? The Wizard of Oz is here. Thank you very much for you who cooperate. For who you don't, I love you anyway. Thank you very much. Yeah, come right up. I love the children to be up front. Thank you. That's great. Help me sing. All right, not too close, folks. Don't crowd the pastor. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Don't fight about it now, guys. That's good. Good. Thanks, Sam. That's great. All right, Sue. There we go. Good. Good to see you. Thank you. My chiropractor thanks you, too. Let's sing 123, more abundantly. And let's just enjoy the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
More abundantly, that they might have life and more.
worship you, Lord Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
We praise you.
Hallelujah.
I'm so thankful for what the Lord did last night. And I was speaking with Brother Philip Waffle and saying how wonderful it was that so many young people responded to stand up. You know, it's not easy, and say, God, I need you to cleanse my heart. I need you to wash me. That's something to rejoice about when people respond to the Word of God. And I want to encourage us this morning to offer up thanks. It took me a while to get used to, as a young person coming into church, to get used to praising the Lord out loud. You know, I never really liked making a spectacle of myself till I turned 13. And then it got out of control. But I learned something that daily in our lives we declare, decree, we proclaim things all the time. You know, when you're having a rough day, what do you say? Sue, help me out here. It's a bad day. What's something you say? Naturally, right? I know you know the Lord. What's that? You get a little rude, right? Right. I had breakfast with her, so I know. No, she's a sweet no. Okay. Here comes your father, so I had to straighten that up right away. Now, you know, but you start declaring things, don't you? Like, I don't want to teach the children anything, but like, this rots, or this day stinks. Don't you say that, right? Or everything's going wrong. And we start declaring and decreeing and proclaiming the works of the enemy. And it's a natural thing. But it ought to be a natural thing for we who know the Lord to say, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. I worship you. I honor you. I praise you. I'm telling you, I'm not going to wait till get to heaven to do that. I'm thankful I learned it now. And you know, I think it counts even more in the enemy's territory that we proclaim and declare the greatness of God. Amen. Someone say amen? Amen. I heard someone. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
Now just some of you.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, that's what we're going to do a little bit, because I want to thank the Lord for meeting us last night. I know God met me and helped me as even I was praying for others. There's a great hymn. It's my favorite. I get beat up at home by my kids because Dad's going to call out number 23. Is it? Isn't it? It's a great one. It's because it proclaims our great Savior. So, I don't know, you know, I'm getting to know some of you folks. I don't know all of you. Some of you I know well. But I want to encourage you that when we sing this song, take in every word. Let's proclaim and declare God's greatness. And then afterwards, maybe if you're not even used to it, I don't know what church you come from. Is there anything wrong with just saying, He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? I worship you, Almighty God. No, absolutely. And let's rejoice in what God is doing, what he did last night, but what He is doing, and give Him praise. Let's see, number 23. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
yeah.
sing that fifth, let's pray for the young people down in the village. They're having their workshops. And let's just believe the Lord and call on His name, that God will do something mighty in each one of them. It's a variety, you know, there's a variety of levels that they're on, right? Well, that goes for all of us. And God can meet them right where they are. So let's join in. And I'm going to ask a few of you to volunteer to pray and lift up what's happening down there. Lift up our brother Matt. I don't know if they're what the format this morning is, whether they're dividing or whether Brother Matt has the whole thing, but definitely let's lift him up and those who will be ministering to them. So will you do that? Will you feel free to just pray and we'll agree together. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Father, we pray. Lord, we thank you for the work that you have done.
Yes,
and the young people.
Yes, dear Jesus.
We see your hand upon them, and we know that you want to do a work in each and every one of them.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we can believe together that you will give them life-changing experiences.
Amen.
Help them grow in grace. Help them be a stepping stone for them to be men and women. God,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
That you would do. We pray that your spirit would be mighty
yes,
among
Lord.
The speakers.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Will come to those precious young people and work changes in their lives.
Yes, dear Father.
In Jesus' name we ask this.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, dear God. Amen.
Thank you.
We believe you to do it, Lord. We do believe you.
Oh, thank you. Lord, we pray that you would turn the hearts of these young folks towards you.
Yes, Father.
Jesus, help them to open their hearts to hear what is said to them,
yes,
Lord. We pray that you would meet each and every one of them just exactly where they are, Jesus. The younger ones, as they decide which direction they want to go in, Jesus, help them to serve you. Help them to turn their hearts to you. Lord, fix in their hearts a desire to live for you. We pray that you would come to the older young people as well, Jesus. You see the life-changing decisions they have to make with careers and relationships and colleges.
Yes,
oh, Jesus,
Lord,
direct them, Jesus. We pray that you would make their steps clear.
Yes,
they would know exactly which way to go, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're not asking for some thunderbolt, Jesus, just that you would direct them. Jesus, you have a plan for them, and it's a good plan.
Oh,
and
God,
Jesus, I pray that you would accomplish that plan in their lives, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Oh, work.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do their Jesus.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would give these young people a greater love for your word.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
As those teachers are there instructing them from the word of God, we pray that you would help them to behold wondrous things from your word, and that you would deepen their love for your word.
Yes, Lord.
Deepen their desire to hide your word in their hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That they may be stable in their walk with you, and that they may press on to know Jesus better after leaving here. Lord, that this would be a beginning of something
Jesus.
In their lives.
Yes, Lord.
And that it would be a work that would be continued by your grace.
Yes,
and through your word,
yes,
as they
dear God.
Get the tools
dear
that they
Lord.
Need to move
yes.
forward
Amen.
In their walk with you.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Jesus, you are Lord of Lords, you are King
yes.
of Kings.
Yes.
Yes. You are yesterday, today, and
yes.
forever.
Amen.
Never change.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, before
Jesus.
You, okay, you, there are so many. People in front of us in the past they were prophets, and now God with these young people you can perform a miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Oh yes, you're
yes,
going
Jesus.
To make all these children your own.
Yes.
Oh Lord, we want we pray that you put a thirst into their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Into their hearts, and have them follow you, have
yes,
them really
Lord.
Wanting you.
Yes,
and,
dear Jesus.
And for the rest
yes.
of their life, they follow nothing but Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God. Lord, we ask that the birds would steal the seed.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that faith would be mixed with the hearing of the word.
Yes.
Because it didn't profit those that didn't hear with faith. So we just pray for your gift.
Yes, Lord.
Pray, Lord, that it be your spirit of conviction, your spirit of healing, your spirit of opening eyes. Just like the hymn, Lord, we know not how the Spirit moves, convincing of men, of sin, of creating faith within. But Lord, we know that your Spirit is powerful. You know what it's done in our lives. We thank you for it. We thank you for drawing us close. You said, Lord, it's better to bear the yoke than you. We pray, Lord, that you would give them the grace to do that.
Yes.
And that you would give them a hunger for souls, a love for souls.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we ask for those who will be ministering that you give them just the words they need to speak. Lord, don't let one word fall to the earth, but let the words that they speak meet a specific need in each young person.
Lord Jesus,
we thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, anoint them
afresh
in your God. Do mercy. We do. Oh, God, we commit them to you. We pray, Father, for those that are here because you've drawn them, but, Lord, they're maybe staying back, maybe uncomfortable, maybe don't feel any liberty. Maybe, Lord God, whatever their situation, maybe they're here for all different reasons, but they're here.
Yes.
And we want to pray for these.
God,
we want to ask God that you'll melt, that you'll move.
Yes.
We want to ask by the Holy Spirit that you'll break down the barriers, the hindrances. Oh God, Lord, this flesh can be so binding sometimes. And we pray, God, that you will bring every thought into captivity. We pray, God, that you'll get their attention, that your presence will be so manifest in our midst. They'll have to see Jesus. They'll have to know. They'll be drawn to the beauty of holiness. We ask that. God, we pray for some that may be bound and are feel chained and under condemnation, that you'll free them in this time while they're here. Lord God, they'll be able to just realize that your great love, as we heard from Brother Eddie, that even your holiness has made a way for them to come before you, to know you. And God, we pray that you'll do that for them. So we commit that whole work down there to you, oh God. We ask, oh Lord God, that for your greater intervention. And we do lift up our brother Matt again and uphold him, dear Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will use all these prayers to birth a new work through the leaders and through these young people, oh God. And Father, we have to ask you, send the promise. We need the Holy Spirit. Baptize, Lord. Break free, we pray, in these young lives. We ask it all in Jesus' conquering name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your prayers, and we're going to see the Lord work. Let's sing that fifth verse. Let's receive of Him. Let the Lord come to us, and then let's magnify His name. Let's take a few minutes, and just, as I mentioned earlier, let's just go ahead and lift your voice. We're not going to tell. Young people, join me, because He's a wonderful God. He's a great Savior. Amen. So come on, join me and let's worship Him. Fifth verse.
Jesus, I do now receive Him more than all. In Him I find. He hath granted me forgiveness. I am His and He.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just hold and enjoy his presence right now. Because he's able. You know, you can let go of that thing and let the Lord bring every thought into captivity. Oh, let's see the King. We praised him. We worshiped him. Hallelujah. Jesus. King of kings, we worship. Praise you, dear Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are. We need your abiding presence. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for the stillness, for the peace and the security there is in knowing that you're in our midst, that you're here, that you abide. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Praise you, dear Jesus.
On the wall is a plaque. He is able. This was a theme that we had at camp for the staff members. Oh my goodness. Late 50s, early 60s. Tom was there. I don't think Dan was there yet. But he is able. And when I start remembering things that happened 40 or 50 years ago, I don't feel that old. Of course I am. And God is able, and if we would see, would have been able to see what was before us, it may have been scary. It would lay ahead of us. But God has been faithful, and He is able to secure all things unto Himself, specifically us. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that He doesn't change. That was one of the things that was brought out the very first night, and I believe the second night, that God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm so thankful for that. When I think of the 60s, when Dan, Christina, and I worked together as cooks in the kitchen, he was skinny as a rail. I was much thinner than I am now, but we change. We change. We think we're growing mentally and spiritually, but God never changes. But oh, that He would change us for the better. And that's why I'm thankful for camp and the fact that He is able to change us. All of us have needs. All of us have secret prayers that we realize about our persons. But God is working on us. I'm thankful for His Word, for the strength in His Word. As Phil was speaking yesterday, I was thinking of that story that was told here at camp, where this young fella had trouble with his thoughts, and he went to the pastor, and he wanted to get help because of that, and the pastor just told him to take this basket down to the river, this old muddy basket, fill it up with water, and then bring it to him. And then he said, do it again, and do it again. And then after 20 or so times, that basket was cleaned. And he says, that's the Word of God. That's how it works. You don't realize it, but the Word of God will cleanse us. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in those prayers of David. And as we get into His Word and really meditate on it, expect God to use His Word to cleanse us and to purify us, He will do that. And I'm thankful for that.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, praise you, dear. Let's sing number 37. Thank you, Lord.
Control of my body and soul.
Thou art faithful to me. We recall how blind we were at one time or another, Lord. We didn't realize your majesty. We didn't realize your greatness. We didn't realize your love. But you brought us into a relationship with you we thought we never could have. And you are wonderful.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Lord. We thank you again for your wonderful presence, that we can know you. Lord, not just the feeling, but the knowledge that you are with us, that you abide, that you never leave or forsake us. And we thank you for that. We ask you to bless your word is blessed. We ask you to bless us so that we might receive your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?